Now we invite Brother Brendan Ovalson to develop the theme, Help Others to Seek Jehovah's Righteousness, One Another.
You sometimes feel that you're just barely keeping your head above water with life. You know, Satan would love nothing more for us to be in that situation. In fact, he'd like to pull us under. So he throws trials at us. We get pressure. And on top of that, he's not happy seeing us just keeping above water. He wants to pull us down with just day-to-day life stress. Our brothers and sisters are affected by that. Maybe we're affected by it right now. So therefore, as brothers and sisters, we want to encourage one another so that we can continue seeking righteousness. Help those who are struggling to keep their head above water, to continue. Well, how do we do that? I invite you to turn with me to Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 13. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 13. It says, but keep on encouraging one another each day, as long as it is called today, so that none of you should become hardened by the deceptive power of sin. So really, an obligation is upon each one of us, a responsibility to encourage one another each day, so constantly. Because if we see one so weighed down that they start to drift, or they start losing that spiritual, emotional strength to continue to cope, we want to be there to help them back, to encourage them. Well, how do we encourage them to continue seeking Jehovah's righteousness? Well, I invite you to turn over a few pages in the book of Hebrews to chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and 25. It says, and let us consider one another so as to incite to love and fine works, not forsaking our meeting together as some have the custom, but encouraging one another, and all the more so as you see the day drawing near. Now, if you notice back at verse 24, we read the words, let us consider. What does that mean, to consider? Well, if you notice the footnote at the bottom of the page, it says to be concerned about, pay attention to. So that really expands that, what it means to consider. So we're concerned, we pay attention to one another so as to incite. Again, what does that mean, to incite? If you notice the footnote again, at the bottom of the page, it says to motivate, to stir up. So really, we want to be concerned about, pay attention to our brothers and sisters so we can stir them up. And in verse 25, we encourage one another, or we impart courage to one another. Well, how do we do that? How do we consider, incite, and encourage our brothers and sisters? Well, we're going to examine two areas. We're going to examine our words, how we can encourage by words, and by our deeds. Now, our first aspect, our words. You probably find yourself at the meeting and talking to our brothers and sisters and using our words. You find that sometimes our words don't go much farther than the greeting. Hi, how are you? Good to see you. I'm doing great. See you later. See you Saturday. And we may do that time and again with our brothers and sisters. Well, to really encourage by words, we need to go further than that. Although it's important we acknowledge that they're there, how do we use our words to impart courage, to incite? Well, we need to know them. We need to know our brothers and sisters well. If we're going to encourage them effectively, we need to know their situation in life. We need to understand what their spirituality is, what their struggles are, their challenges. Well, how do we do that? Well, we need to talk to them, to get to know them. In fact, if you take notice of Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24, it cites how well we know our brothers and sisters, how we should know our brothers and sisters. That's Proverbs 18 and the latter part of verse 24. Says, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Closer than a brother. That's pretty close to our brothers and sisters. We're not living right on their doorstep. We're not knowing every aspect or private details of life. But we're close friends with them, so they trust us. So if they know us that well and we know them well, our words will have greater impact. And so we can spend time with them on extending hospitality to them, spending time in the ministry, talking to them, getting to know all about our brothers and sisters. And if we know them that well, then our words can go a lot farther. So for example, if we're preparing a comment for our Bible highlights for the week, how can we use our words to encourage? Again, if we know our brothers well, we'll know what can encourage them. And also, if we're preparing a talk assignment, again, with that knowledge of our brothers and sisters, we can tailor it in a way that can build up and encourage and cite our brothers and sisters. But not only are we seeking to say good things, positive things, encouraging things, we want to counteract the negative. So not just simply saying positive, but rejecting negative. Again, if we're so close to our brothers and sisters, and somebody starts talking negative, well, what are we going to do? We quickly steer the conversation back to the positive. Again, our words will help keep things positive and encouraging. So that's the first area. Our second area is by our deeds. Now, perhaps you've heard the phrase, maybe you've used the phrase, I've used it before. If you need anything at all, just let me know. Has it worked? I've tried it, it hasn't worked for me. But basically what we're saying is, I want to do something good. I want to do a good deed, but you're going to have to tell me what it is and when you want me to do it, because I don't know. Well, how can our deeds go beyond that? Again, our intention is good when we make a statement like that, but how do we make our deeds encouraging? Well, if we notice one is discouraged, and again, with our knowledge, our closeness with our brothers and sisters, we see that they're struggling, well, we can take time out to approach them. Again, when we're friends and we're close, we're not going to feel awkward if we invite ourselves over to their place to encourage them. If we're working in the territory, and we stop by and say, you know, I noticed that you're not feeling good. Can I do something for you right now? There's something you need right now that I can take care of. Again, being specific, and with our knowledge, when we know our brothers and sisters, we may discern better what they might need. And then other things as regards to our deeds can speak volumes. We may think of deeds as being major things we do for our brothers and sisters, but quite often it's just the little things. Would you like a ride to the Kingdom Hall? You know, I'm going in service on the weekend. Would you like to join me? Would you like to sit with me at the meeting today? We're having our family worship Thursday evening. Would you like to join us this week? Again, not major things, but powerful. Those little deeds can go a long way. Our brothers and sisters are that safety net. We are that safety net to our brothers and sisters as well. We want to encourage one another to continue on enduring, even if it's through the little things. For a few minutes, we'd like to interview Brother Andrew McPherson. Now, Brother McPherson, you're a family man. You have a wife and young daughter. Something happened to you last year that perhaps every family head would dread. What was that?
Well, this past July, I actually lost my job. And this put a lot of strain on us as a couple and a lot of added pressure on me as a provider for my family. And also, depression is something I've been dealing with since I was a teen. So it was really challenging during this time to not let feelings of being down overcome me and my family.
No doubt. So what did you do?
Well, I realized that, first of all, I needed to fully rely on Jehovah during this trial. And I prayerfully decided to put the extra time I had into the ministry so I could have that time to be with my brothers and sisters for encouragement.
So you mentioned that you wanted to be with your brothers and sisters during that time. Well, how did they help you through that?
Well, you know, I really felt the love from the congregation during that time. And brothers reached out in different ways. There were brothers that would send text messages of encouragement. There was others who would approach me before or after the meeting. In fact, I remember one brother just came up to me and just put his arm around me, pulled me into him, and he didn't have to say anything, just letting me know he was there meant more than words. And there was other brothers who reached out in more practical ways. They were looking, trying to find me work around their homes or businesses. In fact, there was one brother that offered me a full-time job at his company, and that's where I'm very happy to be working today.
Excellent. So with that experience that you went through, how did that impact your view of the brothers and sisters in the congregation?
Well, it's helped me to realize and get to know my brothers a little better and be sensitive to their needs. And it's also given me the opportunity to look at little things like a text message or just putting your arm around somebody and how far that can really go. And really, when we see our brothers and sisters at the meeting, we don't know what they've been through to get there. So it's helped me just to be kind of more aware and sensitive to them. And especially at this time of the end, we're really going to need to lean on our brothers more and more. And so to be there before and after the meetings so we can offer assistance, get to know them better, and for that interchange of encouragement.
Well, thank you, Brother McPherson. So just little things went a long way through a especially trying situation. But really, that's what all of us can do for one another. As we get closer to the end of the system, the pressures are going to continue to mount. Satan's going to try to pull us under by throwing more trials at us. He doesn't want us to stay on the path of righteousness. He wants to throw us off, drain us emotionally, spiritually, so we can't continue. We need one another to be there, to know each other, and support us when we are in a time of need.